evening, my friends. I'm Eric Olson, and it's time once again for America's Most Haunted Radio, bringing together the finest minds and personalities from across the paranormal spectrum.
Good evening, everyone. This is Teresa Argy, the Haunted Housewife, and you are here for a live edition of America's Most Haunted. We've got an excellent show tonight. This is one of our first shows with the new format. We've gone back, we're hitting it live, and we couldn't start out with a better guest than our very special guest this evening. From Coast to Coast AM, Mr. George Norrie. He's joining us tonight. He's going to be talking about things that he's got coming on and a very special event that we've got coming up in just a couple of weeks. So from Eric Olson, who will be joining us shortly, and myself, welcome to America's Most Haunted.
Teresa, how cool is this? Me being a guest on a paranormal show.
Isn't I'm excited that about this. The tables around. How do you like that?
It's great.
So great to hear from you, George. This is awesome. We really appreciate you coming on tonight. We know you're very busy. And any time you can spend with us, we really appreciate it. So glad you could be on air with us. So what is it like to be on the other side of the mic? What's it like?
Well, it's fun. You know, I do a lot of speaking engagements, so one we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. But, it you know, it's kind of nice to be able to just sit back and not have to fire off questions all the time, but to sit back and be a guest once in a while and just, you know, answer questions and, you know, just relax and just have a great time. So I look forward to these. I really do.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. I know we've been on both sides of the mic where we're the host or we're the guest. And it is a lot of fun being the guest because you can just relax and the pressure is off. But man, you talk to so many people. I mean, every night, different people all the time. And does it ever get to the point where you're like, oh, I've heard this before. Is it exciting every time you talk to a new guest? Do you still go, wow, this is really interesting.
it is always intriguing for me, Teresa, and always different because you just never know what these guests are going to come up with or what they're going to say.
And you really hold it well too. I've listened to the show for years, and sometimes you get some guests on there and you handle it with such grace. I don't know if I would be able to do it as well as you do, but you handle it with a lot of grace and dignity, and you're always very polite, even when it becomes a little bit difficult.
You have to. You know, I learned in broadcasting a long, long time ago, you know, just treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's, you know, that's what I do. It's not difficult to do that. And it's just a matter of just manners. And, you know, there are times, believe me, I wanted to get a guest off like really fast. But, you know, I'll give them their due as long as I can. You know, as long as they're not rude to the audience or anything like that. And, you know, I'll give them their fair shake.
And, yeah, they appreciate it, I'm sure. And we notice what you have to do. And it is a balancing act of being polite, but not kind of letting them run away with the craziness that happens sometimes on Coast to Coast. I believe that Eric Olson is finally joining us now. Eric, are you here?
I am here. Hello, George. Thank you so much for checking in. Really appreciate it, especially at this last moment. You know what I'm really curious to hear about, besides, of course, any thoughts about wondrous Kent, Ohio, and the Kent Paranormal Weekend, is your Beyond Belief TV show.
I'm having fun with that. As a matter of fact, Eric and Teresa, I just came back from Denver last night where we taped four more shows. I go up there once a month, and it's really intriguing for me because it's got that coast-to-coast radio flavor, but it's a television show. People can actually see me and see the guest and, you know, some of the things that we talk about, which is, of course, very similar to Coast to Coast. And if people want to look at it, they've got a deal for like 99 cents for a month. It's at beyondbelief.com.
Fantastic. As Teresa was just saying, you do such a great job making everyone sound good and making every guest sound like your favorite guest of all time. What do you, deep down in Georgeville, what's really kind of the core interest that you have in the paranormal? Is there one particular area that's of most intriguing to you?
I like them all, Eric, but I really love Life After Death. I mean, those stories intrigue me. On Coast to Coast tonight, I've got a doctor on who's done research about children's after-death experiences and some of the things they've gone through. Those things really intrigue me because, you know what, one day we're all going to get to that door, and I want to kind of prepare myself as much as I can.
It is the great equalizer, is it not?
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. It's something I think that has perplexed mankind since the beginning of time. So every chance I have where I can get a guest on who talks about it, and as we slowly move into October, that's not too far away, we'll start doing those ghost-to-ghost shows again.
Yeah, it's funny how that just kind of rolls around. You're just getting over that Halloween hangover, and all of a sudden you're halfway to the next one.
I know it. It just doesn't stop. This is the fastest year I think I've ever gone through. I thought last year was fast. This year it's going like crazy. It just doesn't stop.
Well,
as we're getting older.
Yeah,
that's true.
So any hints that you can drop about what you're going to address specifically at the Kent Paranormal Weekend?
I'm looking forward to this. Of course, it's on April 11 and 12. I'm going to be there on that Saturday. And what I do at these events is we do a meet and greets. You know, we stay in line talking to people. But we do a little presentation, too, about just unusual things that are going on in the world. And we take questions from the audience. It's just a great live participation. And I'm looking forward to that. This is, of course, as you know, it's going to be called the Kent Paranormal Weekend. And they do a great job there all the time.
Yeah, it's fun. I just live, I'm literally two towns over, so it's like a hometown event for me. I am really, really excited about it. I got to be MC, I guess, or host for a show that our psychic, Laura Lynn, who is participating in the Kent Paranormal Weekend, that she put on back in November. So I actually got to appear on the Kent stage, and it was really fun. It's such a great venue. I mean, it really is a beautiful medium-sized theater, and it's going to be a great place to see you and all of our other speakers, including Teresa and I.
That's right. I was just going to say, you two are speaking. You're highlighted, and I'm looking forward to meeting you two and seeing the things you do.
We're looking forward to it, and my investigative partner, Kathy Weber, the other haunted housewife, will be there as well. And one of the things I'm looking forward to, besides meeting a lot of the people from our area who are involved in this, is meeting our other very special guest for the weekend, and that is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. She is the first lady of the paranormal, and I know that you've worked with her, and you know her well, and we're thrilled that she's also going to be a part of this. This is going to be the highlight of 2015 for me. I believe that. And it's early in the year.
I've worked with Rosemary since 1997 when she was a guest at my local St. Louis Nighthawk show. And we started talking about her work, the Encyclopedia of Dreams, where she talked about dreams and how they affected people and what they meant. And she has been a dear friend ever since that first meeting. And I'm looking forward to seeing her again. I get to see her every once in a while when she pops into Los Angeles or events, and this is great, and everybody is going to love her. She just, as you just said, the queen of the paranormal. She's one of a kind.
That's going to be a fantastic weekend. We have a few other people joining us tonight that are also going to be speaking there, and we love getting the word out, and having you and Rosemary a part of this is really going to help us. And the Kent stage, the venue for this event, also has a fantastic history, and it happens to also be a haunted location. So it's kind of a double whammy for us here in the paranormal, and we are really looking forward to sharing this and this event and all our wonderful guests with everybody. And I can't wait. I mean, it's just like 2 weeks away now. This is really exciting.
Oh, I know. It's close. Oh, my gosh. And I'm going to probably go back to St. Louis after the Kent event because it's close, and I'll go back and see my kids. So it's just a perfect time of year. Springtime, you can't beat it in the Midwest.
Yeah, guess what? It's snowing.
It better not be in 2 weeks. I want nice weather.
think it will. We've actually had a little bit of a break here over the last maybe 2 weeks. The piles of snow had melted away, and just when it's gone, it's decided to start up again. Hey, I had kind of one more main question, George, because I know you have to go. You have a show to do yourself, by the way.
Yes, I do.
People may have heard of Coast to Coast AM, I think, perhaps, since you're in every market that ever was, including Antarctica. But I wanted to ask, how is it different for you? How does it feel different, or how is the experience different when you perform and interact live versus radio, of course, and or TV?
When I was younger, I was always in theater. So I did a lot of live stage shows, and I love it. I use that kind of activity, Eric, when I do my radio show now. When I do the radio show, I picture one person out there listening to me, and I program the show to that person. When I'm alive doing a live stage event, it's the same thing. I'll try to look at one or two people in the audience and key in on them, and everything just seems to fall into place. So I really enjoy live events.
That is a very interesting, it's very interesting to hear your kind of technique, because that is something that's very common, and that's something that they tell is taught to kind of new speakers, people who tend to be nervous, which I am certain you do not get. I think you're probably pretty used to it. So it's interesting to hear that that is still an effective technique for you to kind of zero in and think of it as communicating with a given individual or a few individuals versus trying to interact, with this whole crowd. And I certainly find that that works for me as well. Kind of zero in on a couple of individuals, and they're your touchstones for the speaking engagement.
Absolutely. You can't do the whole crowd, because if you did, you would look like your head was bobbing all over the place.
Right.
So you really have to concentrate on a few folks.
Well, that makes perfect sense. All right, George. Well, we really, really appreciate the time. Just fantastic. I mean, we didn't even track you down till today because we had some mix-ups. So it is an amazingly gracious thing for you to do. And oh my goodness, we look forward to seeing you and meeting you and interacting with you. And I guess Teresa's even going to be on the panel that you're
great. That's
that
right.
Evening.
So, let's give out the phone number for folks who want to come by, can we?
Yes, absolutely.
It is 330-677-5005.
Yes, absolutely. And there's even a whole website dedicated to the event, and that is KentParanormalWeekend.com. And there's
beautiful.
Nice little bios on everyone and all the contact information and how to get tickets. And, of course, you can just go right to the Kent stage site as well to get your tickets. Thanks so much again, George. Really, really great to hear from you. Looking forward to seeing you. Appreciate you taking the time. You are a gracious and charming individual, as always.
We'll see both of you, Eric and Teresa. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
So much.
Bye-bye.
America's Most Haunted, The Secrets of Famous Paranormal Places is now an epic book from Berkeley Penguin. History, legends, investigations, interviews, and profiles of America's 10 most haunted hotspots by Eric Olson and haunted housewife Teresa Argee. Be sure to join us on Twitter and Facebook at AM Haunted, Pinterest at America's Most Haunted, and our website, americas-most-haunted.com. And here every week on America's Most Haunted Radio with all the top names in the paranormal field.
Ooh, I love that. Joel put that cool background music together on our little spot about the book and how to contact us. Joel rules! And he's running, he's engineering the show, making us sound all professional and whatnot. So, Teresa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I got spring fever. I cannot wait to get out and start doing some of these events and start ghost hunting. The snow has finally melted and we're ready to go. We are booking our schedule as fast as we can and getting ready to get some ghost hunting in, because it has been a while. It's been a brutal winter, as you know, especially anybody who's in our area here in Northeast Ohio, but it's, besides today, today was lousy, but besides this Kent Paranormal Weekend, that's just kind of the kickoff. We got stuff going on, and we got a lot to do. We're also going to be doing a America's Most Haunted book signing and ghost hunt with the Haunted Housewives in May at the Ohio State Reformatory. That thing sold out in almost less than 48 hours.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I really didn't expect that. So that should be good. Hopefully we can get back in there one of the days when it's open to the public for those who couldn't make it to this. That would be great too. But we've got a lot going on, and it's going to be a great year. This is going to be a banner year. I can't wait.
Oh, I think so. We kind of put in all of our, we've paid our dues, you know, we're ready to kind of move up that next step. And we had such a amazing positive response to the book, and had such a great time out there beating the bushes and doing the media tours and doing the interviews. And now we've had a little bit of a break after that. So we are ready to kind of forge ahead full of vim, vigor, and energy. And yeah, like you say, the Kent Paranormal Weekend, that's really just kind of the next one that's in line. Lots of stuff coming up. Yeah, I saw your post. People should go check it out. Teresa wrote a good article about the various activities and ghost hunts and benefits coming up. And that is, I think, still the latest story on America's Most Haunted. And the website, of course, is americas-most-haunted.com. Hey, let's bring on Eric McGill, who is the titular leader, as he put it, of the Ectovision Paranormal Team based down in the Kent area. I know they're kind of spread throughout Summit County and that area, and they're kind of the home team at the Kent stage. I'm not sure if people are aware, if you're not from this area, even from Kent itself, but the Kent stage, the actual theater, is enormously haunted. I mean, it is a haunted, haunted place. So besides getting to hear all these great paranormal speakers, including, of course, Teresa, Laura Lynn, who will be speaking with very soon, Eric, who will be talking with very soon, George, who you just heard, very, very exciting to see George in person. That will be an amazing thing. There will also be, after everyone has spoken Saturday night, there'll be a big ghost hunt right there at the Kent stage. And I've now been there a few times. There is always something going on. It's an amazing place. And it literally has been a theater of one kind or another for almost 100 years. So it just seems like theaters really draw back some of the spirits who have performed there. Seems to be a real home for them. And that seems to be who seems to be residing in the afterlife at the Kent stage. Well, can we bring on Eric McGill? You there, Eric?
Hold on one second. This is your producer tonight. I am shaking a little bit of the rust off. Let me get him back online for you guys. It does seem like he hung up on us, so I'll get
him. So nice to hear your voice, Joel.
We will be adding him ASAP.
That's okay.
No problem.
We can talk about Eric and Ectovision here for a minute while he's getting him back on. Ectovision Paranormal is not just a team. They do some really cool stuff, and they've been making videos and little documentaries of their adventures. And they did a great one on the Ohio State Reformatory, and they're actually going to be showing that during the Kent Paranormal Weekend. So that is one of the presentations that we have to look forward to. They're an excellent team. They're a great bunch of people, and they're very familiar with the Kent stage. So they're kind of going to be our guides when it comes to the hauntings of this particular venue. So this is going to be fantastic. And
Eric is now with us, guys. I hate to bust in, but here we go.
Outstanding. Hello. Eric, are you there?
Yes, sir. Nice to be here.
Hey, Eric.
Fantastic to have you here. We were just saying how much rule.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, it's a real honor to be here. Say, Before you appeared, while we were just singing your praises, I was going to say that not only do you guys do all the stuff that most teams do, the normal teams do, and go out and investigate, and in particular, you are kind of the home team there at the Kent stage, but you guys are really innovative. You're the ones who put together, first I've ever heard of it, literally a stage show a paranormal stage show, and that took place at the Kent Stage. Tell us about that a little bit. That was such an interesting approach.
Oh yeah, Eric. We basically we put on this show where we were attempting to kind of try to evoke spirit interaction through entertainment and comedy. Well, I think that it had some pretty cool results. We did get some interaction with the REM pods and things like that. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was different. It was interesting. Everybody seemed to have a good time. Other than that, there's really not much to say. It's just a different approach to trying to gain interaction from the paranormal or...
Let's face it, it took balls of steel, because we all know you cannot command the spirits to to interact. They do not seem to work on command. In fact, almost the opposite. It seems like they dig their heels in if you try to boss them around. So the fact that you guys were willing to go up there on stage and put on a show that was more or less dependent on interaction with these with these very undependable spirits. I mean, that took a lot of nerve.
Yeah, thank you. It was a risk, kind of risk reward, I guess. It tends to work in those situations where we're investigating, and I'm sure Teresa can tell you the same thing. A lot of interaction seems to come about when you're just, shooting the breeze or kind of taking a break and goofing around. And, these things come through. So it was more or less a live demonstration of that. And, the whole thought behind the process was that we're in a theater. Anything or any particular consciousness that's residing within the building might... grow a little more curious and come in and interact with us based on the fact that it's a theater and, they're drawn to it for that reason, if that makes any sense at all.
Makes perfect sense.
Theater seems to,
go ahead.
They seem to be notoriously haunted. I mean, we've investigated several theaters, and you always hear the rumors about the theaters being haunted, and I don't know if it has something to do with just that's where there's so much positive energy and attention given to the people who used to perform there or what. I mean, there's lots of theories about it, but I do love to investigate a theater. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what's happening at the Kent Stage. But what Eric said about what you did, trying something different, that's what we have to do in the paranormal. You have to try and think outside of the box and break the boundaries and try something different. And just because you see something done on TV doesn't mean that's the only way to do it. So we do applaud you for trying that. I mean, that's a great thing. But like you said, I mean, I'm telling you, it never fails when you least expect it, when you're not taping, when you're done with the investigation. That seems to be when things happen. I mean, we've had experiences like that all the time. One of the most profound things that ever happened to the Haunted Housewives happened at a private investigation we were doing. We were literally packing our equipment up, talking to the client about, hey, thanks for having us out, when a shoe goes flying across the room. Did we have cameras out? Of course not.
Oh, my God.
So, that's just the way it goes in the paranormal. So, trying new things and just seeing what works, that's what you got to do. But can you tell us a little bit of history of, I mean, what is the history of the Kent Stage? Do you know any of the stories that about the venue itself that you think might have to do with why it's haunted or who's haunting it?
Well, that's a good question, Teresa. And I think a lot of the events surrounding the paranormal are generally thought to be based on tragedy and death and, things of that nature. But a lot of times there's residual type hauntings, which could possibly just be due to high levels of stress that, somebody may have endured at a time, like right before a performance or something. But even with that said, there was a death in what's known as the green room now. There was a man named Albert DeVos. His nickname was Woody, and he passed away in that room. I think he was 54 years old. And I do believe there might have been one more death, but I'd hate to have you quote me on that, and I'd be wrong. But I do know that there was a death of a man named Albert DeVos.
Wow.
Hey, Eric, I need to correct you on one matter. He was 54, 54 years young.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I bet you're 54,
young. What's that?
I said, I bet you're under 54, Eric.
I may be.
Just a tad.
Some people...
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're just blabbing. Please go on. Yes, that's a great story about Woody, and that is certainly one that any guests who attend the ghost hunt Saturday night. I mean, look, speakers are going to be amazing. I'm really excited about it. You will even get to see me make an utter fool of myself because I'm going to talk about the relationship between music and the paranormal, and then to just cap that baby off, I'm actually going to perform a medley of spooky tunes. So all that's going to be great. But, I mean, it's worth the money just to attend the ghost hunt that night.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. It's three different locations from what I understand. You have the Kent Stage, which is a phenomenal location, very active. And then Empire and the Puffer Belly. So... full night.
Ah, that's the progressive aspect. Now I get it.
Yes. Yes, there's going to be three locations, three paranormal groups leading everyone around in the dark. it's going to be Ectovision, Tri-C, and Monroe Falls Paranormal. So there's three very experienced, very good groups to lead you around in the dark. Hopefully we have an experience while we're doing it.
Fantastic. Well, as Teresa mentioned, you got a really killer and very successful, it's really taken off, video that you guys put together from an investigation at the Ohio State Reformatory. Tell us about that and where can people see it?
Oh, well, that's on, that's being hosted on YouTube, our YouTube channel. You just type in Ectovision and it comes up, or you can type in like Ohio State Reformatory and it comes up. We have other videos on there of various forms of evidence, or I hate the word evidence, I would say findings. Because as Teresa has pointed out before, it's hard to call anything evidence of paranormal because evidence does imply proof. And unfortunately at this time, you know, it's so hard to think that you have any proof of, you know, paranormal. We don't have anything that definitively detects it. We're using all types of gadgets and tools that aren't designed and can't be designed based on our current knowledge of the paranormal to detect paranormal presence. So, but I call it findings, and, you know, you can check them out and kind of judge for yourself.
Fantastic. Well, did we tell them where on YouTube exactly they can find your video?
Oh, yeah, it'll be on the Ectovision Paranormal channel. You just type in Ectovision and it should come up.
What are the highlights? Give us some highlights, bro.
Of the evening?
Of that video.
Oh, well, you know, we have some very interesting EVPs that happen to come through. There was a loud bang that we suspect may possibly or potentially be a cell door. We didn't actually catch it on camera, but the loud noise just seemed to resonate throughout the entire prison. And we did capture what appeared to... We captured what I feel could have been possibly someone walking by the window. It's really hard to tell who the person was or how they got there. All of our people were accounted for. We can't call that paranormal, but we did toss it in there as unexplained because we weren't able to find out who it was, even after having contacted the reformatory. They were very adamant and very, very, I can't think of the word I'm trying to use here, but they were very confident that it wouldn't have been anybody jumping the fence, and it was nobody, none of the workers who were there that night. They said it was just Mr. Sukel who was with us. So we're very stumped at who that was outside the window that walked by.
That is creepy. That is a creepy piece of footage. You guys have to see that video because that is creepy. That's an excellent finding.
Yeah, hey, Eric, it was very...
We have to go to a break here. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt. We have to go to a break because this is now Real Radio. We are on Real Radio. We are on the Intrepid Paradigm Radio Network. How badass is that? So we have to go to a break. But we got a question for you right when we get back. America's Most Haunted, The Secrets of Famous Paranormal Places is now an epic book from Berkeley Penguin. History, legends, investigations, interviews, and profiles of America's 10 Most Haunted Hotspots by Eric Olson and Haunted Housewife Teresa Argee. Be sure to join us on Twitter and Facebook at AM Haunted, Pinterest at America's Most Haunted, and our website, americas-most-haunted.com. And here every week on America's Most Haunted Radio with all the top names in the paranormal field.
When we make Beyond Natural dry dog and cat foods, we start with real meat as the first ingredient. We leave out corn, wheat, and soy. And we own where our dry food is made. 100%. Can other brands say all that? For nutrition you can trust and your pet will enjoy. Does your food go beyond? Learn more at PurinaBeyond.com.
I used to hate pooping in public. You know the feeling. Nothing is worse than stinking up the shared toilet at work, or the toilet at a party, or your lover's apartment. Of course, flushing removes the graphic evidence. Maybe two or three flushes if your skid marks are as tenacious as mine. But what can be done of that subtle scent of a 300 cow dairy farm? Aerosol air fresheners aren't the most effective option, or the healthiest. Trying to mask the stench, giving you a nice blend of ChemLab carnations with just a touch of feces. So, how do you make the world believe your poop doesn't stink? Or in fact, that you never poop at all? Poopery. Poopery is the before-you-go toilet spray that has proven to trap those embarrassing odors at the source and save relationships. Simply spritz Poopery in the bowl to create a film on the water's surface that actually traps the odors in their porcelain prison. And when your little astronauts splash down and make contact with the film, they release Poopery's pleasant aromas so all those around you can smell as a refreshing bouquet of essential oils. Yes, it is a real product. And yes, it really works. We've sold over 4 million bottles. On Amazon alone, there are over 1,000 reviews rating it 4.8 of 5 stars. That's a better Amazon rating than the iPhone 5. If it doesn't completely stop your stench from spreading, send it back for a full refund. Our unconditional stink-free guarantee. If your poo stinks, get your Poopery today at poopery.com. Leave a hint of mandarin, tangerine, and lily at the party with Party Pooper. Choose an aromatic blend of jasmine, fresh roses, and citrus with shitting pretty. Or choose more masculine scents like Trapper Crap or Royal Flush. So whether you need to pinch a loaf at work, cut a rope at a party, or lay a brick at your boyfriend's, your days of embarrassing smells or prairie dogging it are over. Poopery. Our business is to make it smell like your business never even happened.
We're back live with America's Most Haunted. I'm Eric Olson, and with me, as always, is the world-famous haunted housewife, Teresa Argee. How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing great. It's going to be a great second half of the show because we have Laura Lynn joining us now. And I'm very excited to talk to her. She
Get going on it.
Laura Lynn, welcome to America's Most Haunted.
Thank you so much. I feel great being here.
Laura Lynn, for those of you who are not in our area who don't know who Laura Lynn is, you will know her soon. Remember the name and remember you heard it here. Laura Lynn is going to be speaking with us at the Kent Paranormal Weekend. She is an angel reader. She is a psychic extraordinaire, and she's just a cool chick. So we are so happy to have you with us, and we want to know about you. So tell our listeners a little bit about what it is you do and what you're going to be doing at the Kent Paranormal Weekend.
Oh, okay. I have a psychic medium, and I have been tapping into spirit since I was 5 years old. I started very young, looking at spirits, watching them running through the woods and shaking the bed and all kinds of interesting things throughout my life. And what I do now is I interpret what I pick up and I share it with people. And I have loved the paranormal throughout my life. I'm always trying to figure out what the heck's going on, and it seems to have been a very cool interaction. Now, I am so excited that we are going to be working together at this this event coming up in a couple weeks. It's going to be outstanding working with you and Eric and all the different teams. It seems like we have a lot of very talented people in this area, don't you think?
I think we got some great people in this area, and a lot of diversity too, because different people do different things and have gone to different places, and they have their own different experiences to bring along. And Laura, what you also do is you work a lot with Eric's team, with Ectovision, and you're involved with some of the things that they do as well. So you're also very familiar with the Kent stage, and you got to give you kudos. Laura Lynn has been instrumental and helping get this thing organized and put it together and bringing the people together. So we really appreciate the work that you've put into this. And I can't wait. I can't wait for this. And I can't wait for people to see you do your stuff and do your readings, because she really is amazing, everyone. And if you don't know who she is, look her up online, because we meet a lot of people in this field, a lot of psychics. And I know a few that are wonderful, but you know, for every good one I know 10 that are, you know, just not really what they claim to be. But Laura Lynn is the real thing. So we're really excited that you brought us onto this, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even be a part of this. So we're grateful for that.
Well, I am so grateful that you started this. Thank you.
Yes, I saw how Laura works very up close and personal. Huh, Laura?
You sure did. We had a stage show together that was a lot of fun, Eric. We what we did was we put together, well, I had a psychic medium day over at Kent Stage, and Eric actually emceed it. And it was a really interesting interaction there on the stage, but also you had a little tour behind the scenes. What did you enjoy the Kent Stage behind the scenes? I find it so fascinating.
Absolutely. I mean, visually it's striking, just from a purely kind of architectural standpoint, and there's so much to see. It's a very large area. There's all kinds of nooks and crannies and tunnels and whatnot. And then the stories, I mean, your stories, the things that you've experienced there in the past, and Rochelle, who is the co-owner of the building, or co-owner of the Kent Stage. And she's had even more experiences because, of course, she is there literally all the time. We were hoping she'd be able to call in, but not only do they own the Kent Stage, but they put on every show, and they got shows 3-4 nights a week. And tonight is Leon Russell, so she's literally in the middle of a Leon Russell concert as we are talking right now. So she just wasn't going to be able to call in, but she's got a great story, Rochelle, the owner, about Leon Redbone. And very interesting paranormal experience that happened with him. He lost something there, and it was recovered. I don't want to give it away, because I'm sure she'll be telling that story at the Ghost Hunt on Saturday night, April 11th. And we should remind everyone, because we know people are coming and going. We are talking about the Kent Paranormal Weekend. It is in Kent, Ohio, right here in Northeast Ohio. And two towns down from where I am right now in Aurora. And that is the 11th and the 12th of April. So it's really only about 2.5 weeks away. Very, very exciting. And we're going to have George Norrie, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Laura Lynn, Sherry Brake, Haunted Housewives, me, Eric Olson, Ectivision Paranormal, and many, many other teams. And it's kind of divided up. You can go Saturday. You can go Sunday. You can go both days. I'd recommend both days, absolutely, if you can, because there's going to be plenty going on. There's also going to be book signings. And there is the Progressive Ghost Hunt, which will be at three different locations. As Eric McGill, who is leader of the Ectovision team, was just mentioning a little bit ago, there'll be three different places. So you can cruise from location to location and check out different methods, as well as, of course, different locations. So it's really, really going to be exciting. Have you thought about what you're going to actually do at the show, Laura? Are you going to do a kind of a version of your stage show or something different?
I'm going to do something different. Actually, my goal was to teach the audience how to tap in their self. I'm going to explain a lot about what I do when I'm doing discovery in an investigation and how I get interaction or how it seems to work for me. So I'm going to try to turn everybody on to that. And maybe they'll be able to experience it a little bit more intensely afterwards.
Very interesting. Are you going to also interact with the Ectovision team, with good old Eric here and the team, or are you just going to be on your own?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love the team. I really feel so grateful to be part of Ectovision. They're a super team that... I feel like we all have our little niche and we work really well together. So I'm sure we're going to have a good time explaining all of that.
Fantastic. Hey, Eric, you still around?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What would you say kind of distinguishes your team in terms of your approach and your attitude that makes you a little bit different from some of the other teams? Because people who perhaps haven't experienced any of this live, maybe you just watch the TV shows. And I know there's a lot of people who are absolutely hooked on the various paranormal shows, but they may not have ever done anything live. So kind of all they know is what they see on TV. Do you guys do anything different, that would distinguish you? And just any thoughts on the difference between what people might see on TV and what happens in the real world?
Well, that's a good question, Eric. I think one thing that sets us apart is our compassion and our respect for the paranormal. You know, coming from a perspective that's not based as a psychic medium myself, I have no psychic abilities. I feel that I don't know what it is that I'm dealing with, so it's a good approach to come in and be respectful and, you know, just communicate with these people or these entities or this consciousness in such a way that, you know, you're not going to regret it someday. Because, again, you don't know what it is that you're actually dealing with. I feel that that's important. Our team generally does try different things. And, I mean, there's a lot of teams out there doing that, but I just love the way that our team works together and they have a real positive attitude regarding the, you know, the paranormal and what we do.
Very nice. I like that. Teresa, questions, thoughts?
Quick thought. Kathy is going to try and join us. She's going to try to call in. So Joel, be looking up for her. Sorry, she just messaged me. So I'm very excited that she's going to be on. What I'm looking forward to seeing at this event, and again, I have not investigated the Kent stage, and I am not familiar with the little ins and outs and everything that's happening like Eric does, but I really am looking forward to seeing Eric's team. I'm really looking forward to seeing Ectovision and seeing how they work with a psychic, because basically it's just me and Kathy when we do our things. We do work with other people, but a lot of the times it's just us. We're like an old married couple of the paranormal. But I want to see, you know, there's so many good people going to be here. Monroe Falls, they've been around forever. And Tri-C, I just met those guys at WizardCon, and very, very cool guys. So I'm looking forward to seeing the different dynamics and how everybody works together, and just to hear what everybody brings to this event, because it's going to be something that this part of Ohio hasn't had in a long time. There really hasn't been anything like this in Ohio, at least in our area.
I'm sorry that I almost cut you off there, Teresa. That is something else that does set us apart, is that we utilize medium Laura Lynn. I think that's definitely something that sets us apart. A lot of groups out there kind of shy away from the psychic medium aspect of the paranormal, and I feel, and everybody in my group feels, that if you ignore that aspect of the paranormal, you're limiting or potentially limiting your findings. You know, you could stumble upon an amazing discovery. So we do like to implement that aspect of it, and we do try to validate our abilities with some of our equipment. And, you know, there's been more than one occasion where that has been the case. She's literally amazed me at more than one instance. So
I think people are just cutting, you know, not utilizing a psychic. If you have a psychic that you believe, that you trust their intuition and what they have to say, why wouldn't you use them? And I think that goes back to why a lot of teams feel that they wouldn't be thought of as credible if they used a psychic, because they can't prove the evidence. And, you know, I've got a whole different theory about my idea of evidence, as you know. I think that you're just cutting off a resource if you don't. And Laura Lynn is the real deal. So, you know, if you have a psychic that you believe in, utilize it. If you don't, then don't. But why would you not? Oh, my goodness.
Right. I feel like you're limiting your findings.
Could I interject a little bit?
Please.
Yeah, what I find really cool, the approach that they use, is I'm basically a tool. And I say that kind of laughingly, but it's true. I know, right? But what I do is I'm actually like a beacon of light for the energy, is kind of how I present it. And it basically means that they know I can sense them, so they're going to come to me and they're going to interact. And I'm going to share what I'm feeling, what I'm talking about, and hopefully we're going to get it on tape. You know, hopefully we're going to capture some interaction between the spirit and I, or sometimes we'll get some glints of light. Now, and we don't really utilize that as far as findings, but it's interesting for us to talk about and look at. And I just feel like it's a nice interaction between all of us. And what, again, everybody has such great talents within the team that it just works really well together.
Hey, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, when I'm saying beacon of light, what I'm talking about there is basically, I believe that we all have within us in our sensory, an energy that really does communicate, not only in this world, but to the other realms at the same time. And if we can attune that energy, and that's what I'm going to try to talk about, that's what I'm going to try to explain and interject at the applicant stage. But when we're tuned to that energy, it does seem to help bring in almost magnetically the energy. And I love when it can be displayed, when it happens. You know, it's just a beautiful thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't wait 2.5 weeks. Let's change the date. Let's move it up. That's it. I've had it. That's it. I'm done. No more. Hey, Teresa, while we're waiting for Kathy, I'm very interested to hear, what are you guys going to talk about? Because we're actually not going to be appearing as America's Most Haunted. I'm going to do my thing, and then you're going to be on the panel that night, Saturday night, with George, and then you're also appearing with Kathy as the Haunted Housewives.
Right. Hey, can you guys get the number so Kathy can call in? She can't get through. She's trying to get through here. Can we give her the number to call in? She can't do it on Skype for some reason. Any way to do that, Joel? I don't know. She said she's been trying to get in. Anyway, yeah, Kathy and I, we have several different presentations because we do a lot of speaking events, and we're going to be doing the care and feeding of ghosts, recipe for a happy afterlife. So Kathy and I, we kind of embrace the fact that we are housewives and we are the haunted housewives. So we have that whole, we got to juggle being the mom and being the grandma with what we do in the paranormal. And we also come at it from a woman's point of view, which is not really new in this era, but you know, we're women who are trying to promote ourselves, not by using high heeled shoes and makeup and wearing bikinis and such like that. So, you know, we always fight over the polka dot bikini. So we figure we just put it away.
Especially in the winter.
At it, you know, we'll just try and stick to the, just try and stick to the basics. But we've got some interesting things coming up. I don't want to give away the surprises, but Kathy and I have been doing some great things lately, and we want to share what we've got going on and kind of how we have things happening for 2015.
We got all kinds of beeping and booping going on, don't we? That is fascinating. all right. That's amazing stuff. All the more reason to attend both days if you can, because there's going to be so much going on. Very, very, very exciting stuff. Gosh, I can't believe it. We've already run 50 minutes. I'm getting used to working with Joel now and having the luxury of a two-hour show. But America's Most Haunted for now, anyway, is still just an hour. But boy, it is fun to be back live. We haven't done a live show in a while because everyone was telling us, gotta do a podcast, gotta do a podcast, gotta do a podcast. So we've been doing it in podcast form for the last, I don't know, several months. Part of it was just how busy we were with the whole tour, the promotional tour of the book. But, you know, beyond that,
hello.
We missed the live, really missed the live. So welcome one and all. Very excited to be here and could not feel more welcome on the Intrepid Paradigm Network. It's really exciting to be here. Kathy, do we have you?
Hey, how are you, Eric?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for making such an effort to get on.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting here trying to figure it out. I was ready to like call everybody I know on Skype.
I thought
well,
I disconnected.
You are on and you are rocking. Teresa was just telling us a little bit about what you guys are going to be talking about at Kent Paranormal Weekend. We'd love to hear your side of it, being the other haunted housewife.
I mean, the way that Teresa explained it, like, yeah, we're going to surprise y'all.
Right, and we'll be both wearing bikinis. We heard that.
Teresa, we agreed on the evening gowns. I don't know where you got the bikini idea.
Well, I got to one-up you, so I'm wearing the bikini. So, yeah, we've got our own ideas, and sometimes what we believe in isn't really the popular ongoing theory that everyone else believes in. So we usually have to get ready for some backlash, but I think when we're on together, we can tone each other down or do what we need to do. So,
yeah, there are times we are swimming upstream at times because we are both fairly outspoken. And I think that, you know, people who know us know we're not doing it to get a rise out of you. We're not doing it to try to, you know, bait you or get you into debate with us or anything like that. But we do have some thoughts that are probably counterculture in the popular thoughts of paranormal world.
Well, I think that's true. Hey, Kathy, why don't you just give us a quick rundown? You probably don't even have to say the dates unless you want. But Teresa just put up a post on America's Most Haunted site about all the different activities and events that you have coming up here. It's going to be a very busy later spring and summer. Why don't you tell us about a few of those?
Well, the thing we're looking most forward to is the Kent Paranormal Weekend, of course, that we're all going to be at. And I got to hear a little bit of Eric and Laura talking, so hi to them. And
hello.
Hi,
Kathy.
Hey. I'm excited to see you guys.
And, yeah, it's going to be a little
Yes, go ahead, Eric. Is that you?
Nope, not me. I'm hanging back. We got plenty of people talking. Oh, the other Eric. Yes, go ahead, Eric.
Well, I was just going to say it's going to be a real honor to have you guys and work with you there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And I'm looking forward to working with you guys, too. I mean, it's funny. We don't know each other that well or anything, but it's like I miss you. So it's great.
Thank you.
But we got lots coming up after 10th. We're going right into our busy season. May 1st is going to be the Lake County Historical Society Paranormal Exploration. We decided this year that they need the funds so badly that we were going to try to do two fundraisers in 1 year. So one's going to be in May 1st. One's going to be in November for them. They're trying to put an elevator into the Lake County Historical Society, which is a beautiful old Italian gigantic building that is in need of help with their handicapped access. So we're excited to be a part of that project. Right after that, we're going to have Greenwood Farms, which we do raise funds for the Greenwood Farms Foundation. So they need help with their, they almost lost the farm, and we're trying to help them hold on to it, to keep the green space and to keep the historical aspects of the farmhouse that the Pfeiffer family once lived in alive. After that, we're going to be helping out the Painesville Depot, which is the old train depot in Painesville. And that fundraiser is going to be for the Western Reserve Railroad Society. And they, again, another great historical society that needs our help, that we're helping them. We're busy helping everybody raise funds, it seems.
Right.
We have a heart for the Indian Museum of Lake County, which is right here in Willoughby. And we're going to be working with them because they just found out they lost their home and they don't know where they're going to move to. So they have all these historical artifacts back thousands of years from Native American areas here, and they even have further back thousands of years, Pacific Northwest, different things. They don't know where those where they're going to have a home someday. So we're going to try to help them out with fundraising because that place is super haunted, by the way. And so that'll be coming up. So we got tons coming up there. I hope people will join us. We have a real heart for historic preservation, and the best thing is these historic places are really haunted. So the ghosts can help these people out by us. We want an opportunity to get in there and hunt, of course, and these people need the money, so it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. What's the best way for people who are interested in attending one or more of those events? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
The easiest way to check our events page on hauntedhousewives.com. That's where everything, it boils down to, that's where it's all posted, all the links are there. But there's also various ways. You can get on Facebook and join the Haunted Housewives page there, or both Teresa and I are on Facebook, and we post like crazy. I mean, our friends probably hate us, but we do post to our own walls, and those are the best ways. So Haunted Housewives, anything, Facebook, Twitter, you can find us around.
And once we have all the registration information ready for any of our events, I will post it on all our Facebook pages, all the social media, and I'll also put something up on the America's Most Haunted website as well. The Lake County History Center event coming up, that was just newly added, so that was not into my last article I wrote for the website, but I will add that to the information there so people can go to that, because that's going to be fantastic. And then, of course, we also have the event coming up at Mansfield. In fact, it sold out so quickly that we're toying with the idea of doing it again, maybe in the summer if we can get an open date. So a lot of stuff's going on. Just look up the Haunted Housewives. You can also find us through any of the America's Most Haunted media.
Fantastic. Well, we are running out of time, my friends. It's kind of unbelievable, but we talked to a lot of very interesting people, all of whom are involved with the Kent Paranormal Weekend. And once again, that is coming up the 11th and 12th of April. I think all of us are appearing one way or another, other than maybe Kathy, on Saturday. So
she's on the panel.
She'll be there.
Excellent.
We'll be there.
Excellent. All the information is available at kentparanormalweekend.com, or you can go to the Kent stage site. And of course, as Teresa said, we're posting left and right about all this, so you can certainly find us through America's Most Haunted, either on Facebook or on Twitter, or now on Pinterest. Man, I'm having a ball putting up all those dumb pictures writing up my little captions and having my 80% female audience, because that's what Pinterest is. But, you know, it brings out my softer side. So that's fun. Hey, what a ball to do the show live. America's Most Haunted Radio. First time we've done it live in months. And we really want to thank our new hosts. Of course, we will still be on Blog Talk Radio with the podcast. But the live show, which is now every Monday at 8 Eastern, and that is on the Intrepid Paradigm Broadcasting Network, and that is intrepidparadigm.com. So check us out there. Well, we absolutely want to thank George Norrie, who took time out of his very busy day preparing for his show tonight, of course, on Coast to Coast, to call in. We want to thank Laura Lynn, Eric McGill, of course, Teresa Argy, and super huge thanks to Joel Sturgis, who was our engineer and producer and has sort of walked us through the new strictures of a live show and a show on Intrepid Paradigm. So thanks, Joel, if you're still there.
I am definitely here. I'm here in office. I am doing my best to make you sound, guys, sound great.
All right.
Much
well, we're over, right?
This is it, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the very first live broadcast of America's Most Haunted.